The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act was made law in the U.S. in July of 2010. It was passed in response to the financial crisis of 2008, a period where the phrase "too big to fail" was coined in regard to major U.S. banks. There's an ongoing effort in Congress now to roll back some Dodd-Frank provisions, but the House and Senate are unable to agree, so the move is at least temporarily stalled. To learn more, I turn to J.W. Verrett. He's a professor at the Scalia Law School at George Mason University and previously served as chief economist and senior counsel for the U.S. House Committee on Financial Services. J.W., could you provide a quick review on what Dodd-Frank does at its core?
It regulates the banking industry. It regulates all aspects of financial services, from how consumers get a mortgage to how they interact with their banks on a Main Street level.
Based on what we're seeing in the potential legislation, are we seeing things that would completely gut it? Are we seeing things that would chip away?
I would say the current legislation that's been passed by the Senate rolls back maybe 1% or 2% of the Dodd-Frank law by providing some relief on mortgage regulation, on the way mortgages are created, and by providing some relief to small banks and regional banks that are fairly large but not nearly as threatening as the mega banks that were the primary target for the Dodd-Frank law.
Well, then why do you think some people are worried about this? Is this just politics as usual? The people are saying, well, you shouldn't chip away at this at all. I want to get beyond the politics of it. Is there a reasonable aspect to disagree on that?
Yeah, there is. And it's telling that some dozen Democrats in the Senate voted in favor of this legislation. And not because of any, you know, lobbying money. It's because of their banks back home in their districts who worry about how they're affected by the Dodd-Frank Act. I have to say, as someone who's very skeptical of the Dodd-Frank law, frankly, I was disappointed in this law because it just doesn't do very much to roll back Dodd-Frank.
Let's talk about that with Dodd-Frank. Do you think there were too many restrictions put in place? Would you have rather seen regulation used in a different way, perhaps?
I worry about big banks. I worry about the problem of too big to fail that a lot of people worry about. I think the way to fix it is with strong capital funding requirements to ensure that when banks fail, they don't bring down other banks with them. And I worry that we don't have strong enough capital requirements. I feel like when they fail, we should let them fail rather than bailing them out. I think that's a tougher approach, actually, on big banks than the regulatory-centered approach that we have in the wake of Dodd-Frank.
If we actually did let them fail, then what are some of the implications of that?
Well, it's one thing to talk about what did they do in 08 in the middle of the crisis, trying to throw water on the fire. It's another thing to talk about where we go going forward with the federal safety net for these large banks. And I think that we've had 10 years now to think that through. I wish we would have acted sooner to allow the market time to get used to the idea that big banks are on their own, and if they fail in the future, they will be on their own. I think if that message is made clear and that law is made clear, I think that counterparties to these banks who lend them money will charge a lot more to lend to them. And that'll be a healthy market-based way to get rid of the too-big-to-fail problem.
We've seen economic growth in some cases very strong, in some cases just a little bit of growth, but it's been consistent for a number of years now. What do you think the current condition of the big U.S. banks is right now?
Well, the big banks are doing fine. Their profits are very healthy. The problem is that growth is modest. It's been the slowest recovery from a recession in modern history at 2.5%. We should be doing a lot better than that. And I think, you know, big banks do fine from Dodd-Frank. They still profit from the money they keep at the Fed that the Fed pays them interest on and the things that they're doing now. I worry more about how those loans translate into growth, particularly at the small and moderate size bank level.
And does it set the stage for more deregulation? And what would you like to see? And what do you think, let's put it this way, what do you think is possible and a worthwhile compromise?
I think where things stand right now on Capitol Hill, the Senate's passed the bill. They found 12 Democrats willing to vote for it. The House is looking at adding a few more things that have passed the House previously on large bipartisan majorities. I think it's perfectly reasonable on the House side for them to say, hey, look, we passed a lot of bills where most Democrats on our side had voted for them. So we think the Democrats on the Senate side will support it. I think in the end, that's what the compromise will look like. And I think it'll be very modest. And I would ignore politicized critiques of this bill because it is incredibly modest and very bipartisan.
I don't want to take us too far off track, but since I've got an expert on the line, I'll ask you. So with the change in leadership we've seen at the Fed, how do you think that will affect just things generally going forward as it relates to, as we'll see interest rates rise a little bit, How do you think that's going to affect any of this going forward?
Well, I would look to a recent speech last week by Vice Chairman Quarles of the Federal Reserve. He's the head of regulation for the Fed. And he just recently gave a speech about financial inclusion, including more low-income customers in the banking system. And he sees the promise of fintech as important going forward. And I do too, frankly. I think one of the best ways to get rid of too big to fail is to compete it away. And I think some of these new fintech startups that have whole new ways to think about banking that don't involve brick and mortar stores are going to be really exciting to see in the years ahead. And I think they're going to help to include more and more low-income folks in the banking system.
J.W. Verrett is a professor at the Scalia Law School at George Mason University. He previously served as chief economist and senior counsel for the U.S. House Committee on Financial Services.